If you are a dreamer, come in. If you are a dreamer, a wisher, a liar, a hoper, a prayer, a magic bean buyer, for we have some flax golden tales to spin. Come in, come in. Invitation by Ashel Silverstein. Good morning and welcome to Wildflower Unitarian Universalist Church. I'm Nico Miller, and we are very happy that everyone has come in to join us this morning for a special youth-led service. Now, please rise in body or spirit to join in singing in our first hymn, number 1018, in your teal hymnal, Come and Go With Me. At the beginning of every service, we light a chalice, a symbol of our Unitarian Universalist faith. Today, our chalice will be lit by Penny. Please join us in reciting the chalice lighting words that are included in your order of service. In the mystery of life about us, there is light. It gives us a place to be, to grow, to rejoice together. It opens the pathways to love. In this place of friendship, there is freedom. Let the light we kindle go before us. Strong in hope, wide in goodwill, inviting the days to come. Now we will have a special performance of Here Comes the Sun, sung by Naomi Miller, accompanied by Duncan Lego.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smiles returning to the faces. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, sun, here it comes. Little darling, I feel the ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun, and I'll say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, it's all right, it's all right.
Good morning. My name is Duncan Lego. We welcome you to Wildflower Church, a Unitarian Universalist congregation. Unitarian Universalism has its roots in a multitude of the world's religions. In addition, we also believe that religious thought benefits from new insights and perspectives beyond religious tradition. Many of the other sources of Unitarian Universalism are from philosophy, science, the arts, history, popular culture, nature, and even one's own personal experience. Our seven principles, found on the back of the order of service, unite us in support of each other as we actively shape the world for the better. I want to give a special welcome for our first time and returning visitors. Please be sure to join us for refreshments and conversation in the community room in the building to our left as you exit the sanctuary. As we know in the order of worship, assisted hearing devices are available in the foyer, so if you'd like to use one, a greeter will help you. Now, please rise in body or spirit and join us in singing hymn 1064, I believe, in the teal hymnal, Blue Boat Home. Never mind. Put your hymnals away. Now, please stand up and welcome those sitting near you, especially those you don't know very well. Then we'll sing. Now, please rise in body or spirit and join me in singing hymn number 1064, Blue Boat Home. Thank you.
I now invite young in mind, body, or spirit to come up for time for all ages. On That Day, A Book of Hope for Children by Andrea Patel. The world is blue, the world is green, the world is bright. The world is very big and really round and pretty peaceful. But one day, a terrible thing happened. The world, which had been blue and green and bright and very big and really round and pretty peaceful, got badly hurt. Many people were injured, many others died, and everyone was sad. Sometimes bad things happen in nature, things like tornadoes or earthquakes or fires. But sometimes bad things happen because people act in mean ways and hurt each other on purpose. That's what happened on that day, a day when it felt like the world broke. This is scary and hard to understand, even for grown-ups. Is there anything we can do to make the world right again? Yes, whether you're 3 years old or 13 years old, or 33 years old, or 113 years old, you can help. You can help by sharing. You can help by playing and laughing. You can help by taking good care of the earth. You can help by being kind to people. When bad things happen, only a small piece of the world breaks, not the whole world. Goodness is in the world, and it's stronger than badness. There will always be good things in the world. You are one of those good things. The end.
This morning's Community Matters, I'm going to start out with a celebration. And I want to celebrate the Wild Earth Climate Action Team here at Wildflower and their significant commitment they have to preserve the planet for our children and our grandchildren. Any members, if you're present here, please stand. You probably are all out there doing climate marching. There you are. Very good. Hooray. This team organizes and supports our engagement in Community Earth Days activities at this time of year, along with lots of other activities during the year. And Climate Justice Week, and you have a little insert in your flyer this morning that talks about that. Specifically, it starts today with an event at Yarborough Library called Faith and Climate Change, which will include our own Reverend Brian Ferguson, and ends with the People's Climate March on Saturday, and that's described here in this little insert. To march with other wildflowers, please sign up with Debbie White, who's right back there in the next to the last pew, and she'll be outside signing folks up, so don't miss that. Also consider engaging in helping to shape wildflowers' future. Last Saturday, we had a great turnout at our Future of Wildflower Workshop. It was really a most enjoyable and very thoughtful time together. For those of you who were unable to attend today, after the service, we will have a forum to let you know what came out of that workshop and let you add your own thoughts. It will be at 1:30 in the community room. We encourage everyone to participate, and please join if you are able. Finally, an opportunity to volunteer. Are you interested in fostering relevant and meaningful spiritual development experiences for adults at Wildflower? If yes, please connect with Penny Burnett. That team is looking for people with varied talents, able to generate ideas and plan and support our programs. And that's how I began my time with Wildflower Church about 9 years ago. And it was an amazing experience, and just recently left that team. Visitors are always welcome to join our activities, and the inserts in our order of service are a great way to know what's going on. Thanks.
Far too often, we are forced to confront the terrible things that people can do to each other. When these things happen, something we can do is come together in places like this church to remind ourselves that there is still hope, there is still love, there are still good-hearted people who can look unblinking into the storm and continue to believe a calm, bright morning will come. This community is a refuge where we can keep the ember of hope alive when all the world seems intent on dousing it. And then we can use our little ember to light a beacon for the rest of the world. Our offerings each week sustain this community so we can share our small embers to light a dark world. Please give generously so that we can all together help spread this light. If you are visiting with us today for the first time, please let the plate pass as your presence is here is gift enough. Please give as generously as you are able. The offering will now be given, and thank you for your generosity. As we continue to seek out the stories of hope in our world, there are also some things we would like to put behind us. The ushers will be passing out pieces of flash paper on which to write or draw those things that trouble your mind. We now invite you to come to the burning bowl and let go of your troubles in the flames. Please use the bowl on your half of the sanctuary. Once you have your flash paper, you're welcome to come up here. May what you have released here cease to trouble your spirit. May you be relieved and your hope renewed, remembering that love is always more powerful than fear, and that compassion is the key to freedom from resentment. Please remain seated as we sing hymn number 95 in your gray hymnal, There Is More Love Somewhere. You shall be, above all things, be glad and young, by E.E. Cummings. You shall above all things be glad and young, for if you're young, whatever life you wear, it will become you. And if you are glad, whatever is living will yourself become. Girl boys may nothing more than boy girls need. I can entirely her only love, whose any mystery makes every man's flesh put space on, and his mind take off time. That you should ever think, may God forbid, and in his mercy your true lover spare. For that way knowledge lies, the fetal grave called progress, and negation's dead undoom. I'd rather learn from one bird how to sing than teach 10,000 stars how not to dance.
Hope Is the Thing with Feathers by Emily Dickinson.
Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the forest land and on the strangest sea, but never in extremity it asked a crumb of me. This is one of my favorite poems. This poem shows hope as a little bird that is always with you. Only going through a really hard experience could hurt the little bird. And the bird will help you get through really hard times. And one thing that I have found is that if you share the bird with other people, it will multiply and become stronger. I have been very lucky and had good health all my life, but some kids are not as fortunate as me. A lot of kids have cancer and life-threatening diseases. When I was 6, I learned that kids get cancer, and when I was 6, I also learned about St. Jude's Children Research Hospital. St. Jude's is a hospital for children, and the unique thing about St. Jude's is that they never charge their patients. Imagine if you were a parent and your child was diagnosed with cancer or another life-threatening disease, and you don't have any insurance and not enough money to help your child heal. If St. Jude's didn't exist, it'd be hard to have hope. I know I wouldn't have hope. But thanks to St. Jude's, families now have all the hope they need, and when people donate or raise awareness for families, they know that someone cares. Because if you were a family with no insurance and you have a dying child and nobody cares, you would feel really, like, sad. So when I was 6, I started asking my friends and family to donate to St. Jude's instead of giving me birthday presents. Last year, I had saved up money for a Nintendo DS, but I decided not to buy another electronic, but instead to donate all the money I had saved up to St. Jude's. But I also set up a crowdfunding campaign to see if I could multiply the impact of my donation. Thanks to my awesome friends and family, I was able to raise $1,000 for St. Jude's. This is how I've made my bird stronger. Now I encourage you to find your way to strengthen your bird by finding ways you can share hope with other people.
In all honesty, my dog Pepper is my role model. Sure, she drools a lot, is kind of weird looking, is a bit smelly. Okay, she's a lot smelly. But she still manages to be one of the best dogs I've ever had. And everyone loves her. Well, the reason she's like that, the reason she's kind of odd, isn't quite funny. When she was a puppy, she had distemper, which is a disease that kills a lot of dogs who get it. To keep her alive, we went through a whole process. We wrapped her entire puppy crate in plastic wrap and stuck a nebulizer hose into her cage so she could breathe in the medicine. Also, we would sit with her to keep her company and help her stay calm while she took her medicine. I feel really lucky that she survived. If we hadn't spent all that time and effort into helping her get well, we wouldn't have been able to have the wonderful, sweet, funny, energetic, and really quite happy dog we have today. It's like we kept her alive because we loved her so much. And now she lives a joyful life with the people she loves. Now, here comes the part where I explain why exactly I look up to my weird, smelly dog. In a way, I'm also sick. It's not the same kind of sick, and it's one that's harder to spot. The sickness I have is also something that kills a lot of people. The name of the sickness is depression. Pepper and I have both been in times that weren't easy, but we've always had a lot of people to support us and keep us safe. In different ways, some people may find Pepper and I somewhat odd and intense, but every person who's really gotten to know us thinks we're pretty cool. The two of us have yet another thing in common. We both love a lot of people, and a lot of people love us. Something I hope for is, with enough love and medical attention, I can do the same thing Pepper has done and be able to thrive despite my sickness and enjoy being well and happy with the ones I love. Now, please rise in body or spirit for our closing song, Here Comes the Sun. The words can be found on an insert in your order of service.
Comes the sun.
We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again.